It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. He says the state Senate Democrats' spending plan has unneeded tax hikes and unnecessary expenditures. But the Republican Senate budget lead says it could be worse. It could be the one released by House Democrats. Senator John Braun says, first and foremost, there's more than enough money to fund state government without raising taxes.
I think it's important to recognize that as we work through the session and the budget situation, that we are in the best position we've been in, certainly in this century, possibly in 30 or 40 years. We came into the session with a fully balanced maintenance level budget, a very robust budget that frankly has grown quite a bit over the last 6 years, 44% growth in the budget for the state over the last 6 years, compared to 22% growth in personal income around the state. So, you know, big new investments from the state, much of it in K-12 public education. I think those are good investments. We want to make sure we're investing in our public education system. But we came in all that paid for based on our state's great economy. Started with $500 million in reserve after all that's paid for. Since then, a whole bunch of good news in terms of lower caseloads, lower requirements for the state, which saved money, and increasing revenue, and then just some pretty standard budget items that are done, frankly, in the Senate Democratic budget. We have about $4 billion to spend above that baseline level over the next 4 years. So in tremendously good shape, no reason in this environment for us to consider new taxes. And I would just say, you know, the approach from the House D's is frankly disrespectful to our citizens and to our taxpayers. They take that $4 billion and spend it on new stuff, and then they tax $4.2 billion more dollars, and they spend that on stuff. And that's a huge amount. First of all, it's a huge new burden on taxpayers around the state. And second of all, it sets us up for spending that's just frankly not sustainable. And you're going to be faced with either cuts to services in the future or additional taxes in the future, both of which are bad for the state of Washington. So I'm very concerned about the House budget. It's a huge amount of spending, and recognize that's on top of a very aggressively growing state budget. It's just not necessary, and frankly, I would say not wise. And the other thing I would say is there's some claims out there that, oh, we have to do this to meet our requirements for our investments in K-12 and to address the McCleary court decision. That's just patently untrue. All the growth from what we did in 2017 to address funding public education, that's built into what's called the maintenance level budget. It's basically the existing budget adjusted for new policy and population and inflation since we passed the budget. All that's built into, and there's a huge, it's almost $5 billion in growth in maintenance level that covers all that investment in K-12, already paid for. To say we need new taxes to cover that is just patently false. The new taxes are for a record-breaking collective bargaining agreement with state employees. And while I think state employees are important, and they are and should be well paid, we don't need to break the bank on that. And it's another record CBA, collective bargaining agreement from the governor. And it's for other services that we don't currently offer. It's new investment in new policy that I think will be unsustainable in future and will hurt taxpayers and or in the future, or hurt folks that rely on these services. So very, very, very concerned about the House budget. The Senate budget, while I don't agree with everything in it, I think it is measurably better. It spends almost $3 billion less over the 4 years. So it doesn't have near the level of taxes. It does still have a real estate excise tax that I have concerns about. And it has an insurance premium tax that I think is going to have a big impact on our insurance companies and our insured throughout the state. But broadly, I appreciate the fact that they have tried to hold the line on spending and growth in the state budget, and do, while not exactly what I would have chosen to do, do a measurably better job than the House.
talking with Centralia Republican John Braun. The Senate budget does make investments in bipartisan priorities like special education and mental health treatment, right?
There's some good investments. I mean, a couple things I would say. Again, I would reemphasize the baseline budget is very robust. We've made enormous investments in K-12 public education over the last 6 years. We've made enormous investments in higher ed. If you look at our costs for programs for folks living in poverty, our cost per person actually exceeds that of California. We are a leader in this area. We are a leader in financial assistance for higher ed for folks living in poverty. So our state employees, as an example, make the median state employee wage is higher than the median private sector employee in 38 out of 39 counties. Our teachers are now, on average, the median is just below $80,000 per year, and most of that is state funded, as it should be. So, very good, solid budget. But as I said, we do that budget. The only other thing I would add is Western State, as an example for mental health, we've doubled that budget in the last 4 years. So we've made a lot of investments that are built into the basic budget. On top of that, we have $4 billion to spend over the next 4 years without any new taxes. I think it's very, we can absolutely, fund pay raises for our state employees. We can absolutely take care of medical insurance for our school employees. And we still have plenty of money to invest in special education, to invest in mental health, to invest in services for the vulnerable, whether it's developmentally disabled or the elderly. We can do all this, and we can do all this, I think, in a very robust way, building up existing services without new taxes and without additional spending that, frankly, is not sustainable. We are in the longest upward growth in our economy in our nation's history. We have the best economy on record in the state of Washington. We lead the country, frankly. But we should be honest with ourselves. And while everything looks pretty good right now, actually very good right now, there is always a cycle. And we don't know whether it will happen next year or in 2 years or 3 years. And we don't know if it'll be a downturn like we had in the early 2000s or if it'll be a big recession like we had more recently, but we know it's going to happen. And when that happens, we're going to see a reduction in state revenue, and we're going to be faced with a difficult choice. If we continue this rapid growth like we're doing right now, we're going to be faced with a difficult choice of either reducing services or harming that then fragile economy with additional taxes. I think this is the time to plan for the next rainy day. We are in a great position economically in our state. Why do we want to add to an already very robust budget with things that may not be sustainable in the future?
State Senator John Braun with me. The House budget also includes a capital gains income tax.
The spending level in the House budget, it spends all the money we have on hand, taxes an additional $4.2 billion, grows at 19%, the biggest growth in the budget since the late 80s. And frankly, just is patently unsustainable. To pay for that, they rely on a number of taxes, but principally the capital gains tax, as proposed, would put us the second highest capital gains tax in the nation, and the only state in the nation to have a capital gains income tax and not an actual income tax. I think it's very, very clearly setting the stage for us to try again to enact an income tax in the state of Washington. The voters have said over and over and over that they don't want that. So I think this is both bad for our economy and, frankly, disrespectful to the will of the voters. So I'm very troubled by that. They also propose an increase in the B&O, business and occupation tax, for services. So think, professionals, doctors, architects, veterinarians. I think they did actually finally carve out daycares, but this would technically apply to daycares. And it increases by a significant amount for all these folks. One, unnecessary, and two, punitive to folks that are actually making our economy go. So I think this is bad policy, bad idea, and bad for the state of Washington. They also have a graduated real estate excise tax that I think is harmful principally to our renters. It will have an enormous impact on the purchase and sale of multifamily housing around our state, and that will ultimately lead, I believe, to increase in rental prices. And if there's One thing we don't need right now in the state of Washington, and it doesn't matter whether you're from the central Puget Sound or from rural Washington, east, west, we already have a shortage of rentals. Prices are already high. The last thing we need to do is drive those prices higher.
Senator, some of the taxes House Democrats are proposing really aren't reliable, are they?
The capital gains tax and the REIT are very volatile, and that's true. You can look at the capital gains from at the federal level or at states around the country that do have some kind of capital gains. That is up and down and not a reliable source or predictable source for the operating budget. And then REIT, we've had enormous revenue from the state over the last few years from real estate excise tax. We have one of the highest in the country already, and it's really driven by large purchases and sale of buildings in the central Puget Sound. Think Columbia Tower as an example. And I think you're likely to see those types of those sales and purchase and sale agreements slow down. So I think not only would this be harmful to the economy, the REIT, have a very negative effect on renters, we could actually end up with less revenue, not more, because you know folks just choose to hold. Now, this isn't something they have to do in most cases.
Republican Senator from Lewis County, John Braun. There's some tax increases we haven't heard about yet.
We talked about the taxes that are tied to the operating budget. There's a couple other big taxes out there that nobody's talking about. At least I'd like to see them talking about more. First of all, is this hazardous substance tax that was introduced about a week ago. It's basically a barrel tax on oil. We already have one. We already have one that's, I think, either the highest or among the highest in the country. And this proposal would increase it by somewhere between 5 to 7 times. And we're trying to figure out the exact numbers and want to make sure that we have that right before we make specific, we don't have finalized numbers, so I want to be careful how we evaluate that. But it's clear it's a significant increase, possibly as much by one estimate as much as $1 billion a year in additional taxes. That is absolutely going to hurt your gas prices at the pump, and frankly, put our petroleum industry in this state at risk. So that's one thing that's out there. We also have what's billed as a long-term care program for our state, which on the surface I think is admirable effort to try to make sure people are planning for their care as they get older, but the way it's done, it really amounts to $1 billion a year payroll tax on our citizens for fairly limited benefits, frankly. So here we are outside the budget, piling on tens of millions or even hundreds of millions, but billions of dollars we're adding to the tax level. And finally, on top of that, the one I frankly find most egregious is this continued push to increase our local levy authority. So we had a big reform effort in 2017 where we rebalanced the local levies. This, while not required by the McCleary ruling, was clearly tied to our performance over the last 30 years and our over-reliance on local levies. So here in 1 year, the majorities in both chambers are proposing now that we double our local levy authority. And that's very troubling for me. That amounts to, again, over about $1 billion, under the current proposal, about $1.5 billion additional property taxes per year, which is very troubling. And on top of that, sets the stage for us to go down the path of not fully funding education at the state level. I think it's a very dangerous bill that sets us up for failure in the future, and probably the biggest deal, the thing I'm most worried about during this session.
Do you want to see your Senate colleagues on the other side of the aisle fight for their spending plan when they negotiate with the House?
It's not the bill I would have necessarily drafted myself or the Senate Republicans would have proposed. It is much better than the House, and we'll work with our Senate colleagues to try to improve it and hopefully set it up for success as they enter negotiations with the House. In the meantime, I would encourage folks around the state to call their legislators, call their senators, call their representatives, and express their displeasure with this insistence on new revenue when our budget situation clearly doesn't require it. I think this is a case, this is a time when the voters need to speak up and say, hey, enough is enough. We have record new revenues, spend it wisely, but don't ask for more.
At this point, Senator Braun, you aren't optimistic the House and Senate will reach agreement on a final budget by April 28th when their regular session ends.
I think there's a real chance we have a special session this year. I think there is a big difference between the House and the Senate. And while I don't love everything about the Senate budget, I think it's a much better budget for the state of Washington, for our citizens and for our taxpayers. And I think that I hope that they stick to their guns. I hope that the Senate majority sticks to their guns and try and works to negotiate a budget that's closer to theirs, that is more respectful to the citizens of the state of Washington.
Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.